Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Remember Ram Goldar, and today we're Zichus Chagiga Daf Yadol. The second parak ain't Dorshin. The Zichu Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the thitas we're going to focus on, number one. When Rav Dibi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Shmona Tzrei Kalas Kilo Yishai Yisrael. Yishai pronounced 18 different curses upon the Jewish people, which Rashi explains means that he prophesied 18 tragedies that would befall them. But he wasn't satisfied until he told them the pasuk, Yirhavu hanar bezakin v'hanikla benichbad. They will arrogantly rule the youngster over the elder and the based over the honored. The Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the mashen u'mashena, the support and the staff. Mashen elu b'alei mikra. Support refers to masters of chumash. Mashena elu b'alei mishnah. Staff refers to masters of mishnah, like Rav Yehuda ben Tema and his associates. Rav Papa and Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. Pointing to the Gemara brings a brace that relates that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch demonstrated to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that he was worthy to be taught one parak of Maaseh Merkava. Immediately, when Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch started to darshan Maaseh Merkava, a fire descended from heaven and surrounded all the trees in the field, and all the trees began to sing Shira, singing, Halu Es Hashem Min Ha'aretz, Taninim V'Kol Tohomos, Eitz Pri V'Kol Ha'razim, Haluka. Praise Hashem from the earth, sea giants in all water depths, fruitful trees and all cedars. Haluka. Amalek spoke from amidst the fire and said, Hen, Maaseh Merkava. That is certainly Maaseh Merkava. Then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stood up and kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on his head and said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenasim Ben Avram Avinu. Blessed is Hashem, God of Israel, who has given a son to Avram Avinu, who knows how to understand, analyze, and darshan Maaseh Merkava. Yeshna Yadorash Ve'inna Makayim. There are those that darshan well but do not practice well. Yeshna Makai me ain na darsh. There are those who practice well, but they do not darshan well. Vata na darsh v'na makayim. But you darshan and practice well. How fortunate are you, Avram Avinu, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch emerged from your loins? And point number three was taught in a brisa. Arba nichnasu bepardes. There were four who entered the pardes, which Rashi explains means they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva gave them instructions on how to enter and what to be aware of. Ben Azai hates his umes. Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and died. Ben Zoma hates his venifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzets benetios. Acher chopped down saplings in the parties and became evil, as the Gemara relates on the next daf. Rabbi Kiva yatzva shalom, and Rabbi Kiva emerged in peace. So once again, the 3 points are number one. When Rav Dimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Shmona Tzrei Kalas Kilo Yishai Yisrael. Yishai pronounced 18 different curses upon the Jewish people, which Rashi explains means that he prophesied 18 tragedies that would befall them. But he wasn't satisfied until he told them the pasuk, Yirhavu hanar bezakin v'hanikla benichbad. They will arrogantly rule the youngster over the elder and the based over the honored. The Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the mashen u'mashena, the support and the staff. Mashen elu b'alei mikra. Support refers to masters of chumash. Mashena elu b'alei mishnah. Staff refers to masters of mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his associates. Rav Papa and Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. Pointing to the Gemara brings a brace that relates that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch demonstrated to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that he was worthy to be taught one parak of Maaseh Merkava. Immediately, when Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch started to darshan Maaseh Merkava, a fire descended from heaven and surrounded all the trees in the field, and all the trees began to sing Shira, singing, Halu Es Hashem Min Ha'aretz, Taninim V'Kol Tohomos, Eitz Pri V'Kol Ha'razim, Haluka. Praise Hashem from the earth, sea giants in all water depths, fruitful trees and all cedars. Haluka. Amalek spoke from amidst the fire and said, Hen, Maaseh Merkava. That is certainly Maaseh Merkava. Then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stood up and kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on his head and said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenasim Ben Avram Avinu. Blessed is Hashem, God of Israel, who has given a son to Avram Avinu, who knows how to understand, analyze, and darshan Maaseh Merkava. Yeshna Yadorash Ve'inna Makayim. There are those that darshan well but do not practice well. Yeshna Makai me ain na darsh. There are those who practice well, but they do not darshan well. Vata na darsh v'na makayim. But you darshan and practice well. How fortunate are you, Avram Avinu, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch emerged from your loins? And point number three was taught in a brisa. Arba nichnasu bepardes. There were four who entered the pardes, which Rashi explains means they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva gave them instructions on how to enter and what to be aware of. Ben Azai hates his umes. Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and died. Ben Zoma hates his venifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzets benetios. Acher chopped down saplings in the parties and became evil, as the Gemara relates on the next daf, Rabbi Akiva Yatzeh B'Shalom, and Rabbi Akiva emerged in peace. All right, so now we go to our Simra daf Yadal, and our standard simon is a yad, a hand, but we often use a juggler in the simon. So here goes. The juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men learning hundreds of Siddur and Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into our parties in the heavens. So once again, slow motion. The juggler, that must mean we're in daf Yadal, yad, hand. The juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he knows four men learning hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, which reminds us that Yeshayahu pronounced 18 different curses upon Kol Yisrael, which Rashi explains means that he prophesied 18 tragedies that would befall them. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the Mashen Umashena, the support and the staff. Mashen Elubali Mikra, support refers to masters of Chumash. Mashena Elubali Mishnah, staff refers to masters of Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his associates, Rapapa. And the Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim and Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of Elazar ben Aruch demonstrating to Meyochim and Zakkai that he was fit to be taught Maase Merkava, when he darshaned and became surrounded by trees on fire that were singing Shira, and then it recounts Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into our parties in the heavens, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Arba Nichnasu B'Pardes. There were four who entered the parties, which Rashi explains means that they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rekiva. Ben Azai hates his umes. Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and he died. Ben Zoma hates his Nifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzes benetias. Acher chopped down saplings in the pardes and became evil. Rabbi Akiva yatzeh b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva emerged in peace. So once again, the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he knows four men running hundreds of Siddurim of Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into all pardes in the heavens. All right, now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Yud. So the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, That must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder, which reminds us that the next mission begins, Heter Nedarim Porkim Ba'avir Ve'en Lahem Amos Yismuchu. The laws of Heter Nedarim, releasing one from vows, hover in the air and have no support from Torah sources. The Gemara challenges this statement, bringing a brisa that quotes four different Tanaim and their sources of the concept of Heter Nedarim, followed by the Amor Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmul. If I would have been there when they brought their sources, I would have said to them, my source is better than yours, for the Pasuk states, Lo Yechel Devaro, he shall not profane his word. This implies, Hu Eino Mochel, Aval Echere Mochelin Lo. He, referring to the one who took the vow, may not profane it, but others may profane it by annulling it. So, the minion of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos, which reminds us. The Mishnah continues, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, Me'ilos, Harim, Kahari, Matulim, Basara. The laws of Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos are like mountains suspended by a hair. For there are a few psukim, yet many halachas. I'm going to ask what this refers to regarding Shabbos, since many psukim warn about not violating Shabbos, and it answers that the Mishnah is referring to cases like Rabbi Abba, who said that one who digs a hole in the floor of a house or courtyard only because he needs the dirt is putter. The Gemara clarifies that this can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one's chayv from malacha she'en is sricha l'gufa, for Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chayv when there's some sort of tikkun, whereas this is a case of mekalkel, because the person is ruining his house by making the hole. So, the minion of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos, and where a sheep stood that was going to be slaughtered as a chagiga. Which reminds the Gemara asks what the Mishnah means that the chagiga offerings are like Harim, Matulim, Basar, mountains suspended by hair, when the laws are explicit in the Torah, as Rashi brings the pasuk of Chagosim, and you shall celebrate, to refer to the chagiga. The Gemara answers that it's necessary for a papa said to abide. From where do we know that the pasuk v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem zvicha, and you shall celebrate as a chag for Hashem, refers to slaughtering of the chagiga? Perhaps it just means to celebrate the chag of Sukkot. After rejecting numerous attempts to prove that the word chag is referring to chagiga, the Gemara brings a gezeirah shavah. It's written in the Torah, v'yachogel li b'midbar, and they will celebrate to me in the midbar. And it's written in Amos, hazvaknu minchi gashnim li b'midbar. Did you bring me offerings and minchas in the midbar? So just as in the latter pasuk, it's referring to offerings, so too in the former pasuk, it's referring to offering. Daf Yudov, so the Simra Daf Yudov is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Bachur struggling on a starry night, that must be one Daf Yud Aleph. The Bachur is struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchas Ohulos, which reminds the Rav explained to Braisa the mean, Nagaim Mikra Meruba Bahalachas Muatos. The Laz and Nagaim have many psukim, but the Lachas are relatively few. Olos Mikra Muat Bahalachas Merubos, whereas the Laz of Olos have few psukim, but many halachas. What's enough Kamina is to teach that if one is a suffix Hilchas Nagaim, I'm a Krah, one should look into the psukim, whereas if one has a suffix about Olos, I'm a Masnisin, one should look into the Mishnayas, where they're discussed at length. So, the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchas Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Aleph stated, Hadinim Yeshlehen Amashi Yismuk, monetary law, have psukim on which to support them, which implies they're not explicitly written. When the Gemara challenges this, given that monetary law is explicitly written in the Torah, it answers that the Mishnah statement is referring to cases such as Rebbe's. For as taught in a Brisa, Rebbe says that the parsha where two men are fighting and one tries hitting the other and unintentionally strikes and kills a woman, the pasuk states, Nefesh Takos Nefesh, a life for a life. And the pasuk means to say it refers to mamon, monetary compensation. So the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchas Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, and forgot his frustration of not being able to attend the shiur on Arayas with his two other friends. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second barak states, Ein Dorshin Barayas B'Shlosha. The laws of Arayas, illicit relations, should not be expounded among three people. Rabashi explains that the mission is referring to Sisrei Arayos, the hidden details of Arayas, which are not explicit. When two students sit before the Rebbe and one discusses a point with the Rebbe, the other student typically listens in. But when there are three students and one discusses a point with his Rebbe, the other two talk among each other and will miss the point, and possibly one day will permit that which is forbidden. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers. 12 brothers. That must mean we're on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said regarding the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Sofa Bo Masofa Olam Ad Sofo. Man could perceive from one end of the world to the other end. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door of Mabon, and the door of Flaga, and saw that their deeds were destructive, he hid it from them. Well, Miganzo, for whom did he hide it? Let Tzaddikim Lasid Labo, for the Tzaddikim in the future. So the 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp. Ad Shigar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hamidu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked the world and made it stand still. And this relates to what Rish Lakish said. What's the meaning of Ani Kel Shakai? I am Kel Shakai. Ani Hu Shamarti Lolam Dai. I'm the one who told the world enough. Die. So the 12 brothers who love to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky, ascending through the seven heavens, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said, Shnei Rakim, and there are two heavens, as the pasuk says, Hen Lashem El Kecho HaShamayim U'Shmei HaShamayim. Behold, to Hashem your God are the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. Rish Lakish said that there are seven heavens, and they are Vilon Rekia Shechakim, Zvul Ma'on Machon Aravos, curtain, sky, mills, residence, abode, arsenal, and plain. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, which reminds us that when the Russian Nebuchadnezzar said he would ascend above the clouds and be like the Most High, Abasko responded by pointing out how ridiculous that thought is, given the journey through the seven Rekiahs and up through the Kisei HaKavod is around 90,000 years. And that instead Nebuchadnezzar was destined to descend to the depths of the netherworld. So when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by a fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, which reminds us that Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved Sefer Yechezkel from being concealed given the contradictions with the Torah. They brought up 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshaned the Psukim Yechezkel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another Bryce relates that when a child got burned from reading the Psukim in the Sefer about Chashmal, and the people wanted to hide it away to prevent further tragedy, he said to them, Im ze chochem akol chochamim hen? If this child was so wise, are all children so wise? So, when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, He reported on every detail, which reminds us that the reason Yechezkel's vision of the Ma'aseh Mekabeh is more detailed than Yeshayah's is that he came from a village and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of Ma'aseh Mekabeh, he wrote down every detail in amazement. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which Daf went with the original light of creation one could see from one end of the world to the other? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which Daf we learn that Hananiah ben Chizkiah prevented Sefer Yechezkel from being hidden twice? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which Daf does the Gemara relate what happened to the four Tanaim that entered the Pardes? That's on Daf Yud Dal. Good. Number 4. Which Daf we learn when the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously, like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which Daf Yomi, if one has a suffix in the Gaim, he should look in the Chumash, and for a suffix in Olos, he should look in the Mishnah? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which Daf Yomi, Yechezkel wrote about Ma'aseh Merkabah in greater detail than Yeshayah because he was from a village and was not familiar with the Malchus? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which Daf Yomi, the Gemara learns from a Gezer Shava that the word Chag refers to Shechting the Chagiga? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 8. Which Daf Yomi, there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and others had mastered 600 or 700 Siddurim of Mishnayos? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which Daf Yomi, when the Pasuk states Nefesh Tachos Nefesh, it's referring to monetary compensation? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. And number 10. Which Daf Yomi, that the trees went on fire and started to sing when Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started to darshan the Ma'aseh Merkabah? That's on Daf Yedad. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf Yomi, that the Gezar Din on an individual can be torn up during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva? That's on Daf Yud Ches and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which Daf did we learn that one should not cast nail clippings into the public area as a pregnant woman might miscarry? That's on Daf Yud Ches and Mod Katan. Good. Number 3. Which Daf Yomi, that the 10 names of Haman's sons and the word Aseres should be said in one breath? That's on Daf Tezan and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.